Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Atlanta United fans are continuing their celebration today after the team's convincing win in Saturday night's MLS Championship game. GPB's Taylor Gant reports.
After 23 years of waiting, Atlanta is once again celebrating a pro sports championship. Mike Conti called the final moments for WZGC. It was a special night for league MVP Joseph Martinez, who scored the first goal of the game and assisted on the second. But it was also a momentous win for team captain Michael Parkhurst, who had lost four times in the MLS Cup final with his previous teams.
You know, I've dreamed of what it felt like to be in the locker room with the champagne. I've heard it before, you know, from the other locker room. And it was worth the wait. It was special to be in there. And I can't wait to party tonight.
For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
The team and the fans celebrated the victory with a parade and pep rally earlier today. A group of lawmakers representing rural parts of the state have announced their legislative priorities for the upcoming session that begins in January. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports on the House Rural Development Council.
Rural broadband, internet access, and health care are two priorities for the 26-member group. They plan to file bills replacing existing taxes for cable and phone lines with a 4% tax on things like streaming video and downloaded music to help fund rural internet upgrades. Legislators also think allowing local electrical membership corporations to offer service could help a swath of the state with no high-speed internet access. And they think a proposal to nearly double the rural hospital tax credit could prevent more facilities from closing. The 2019 legislative session begins January 14th. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
Uber could owe tens of millions of dollars to Georgia if the state is successful in a legal battle. The Georgia Department of Revenue has billed Uber just over $22 million for sales taxes and other charges that it maintains are owed by the company. Ride-hailing services do not pay sales taxes in Georgia, but the department says they should under state law. The taxi industry also says companies like Uber and Lyft should pay sales taxes just like they do. The company has appealed the bill to the Georgia Tax Tribunal, a special court that handles such disputes. And Georgia political operative Nick Ayers yesterday declined to take the job as President Donald Trump's chief of staff, saying he's returning to Atlanta. Ayers was long rumored to be Trump's top choice to replace outgoing chief of staff John Kelly, who's leaving at the end of the month. Ayers tweeted yesterday that he will be leaving his job as an aide to Vice President Mike Pence. He built a reputation as a wealthy and well-connected strategist after getting his start in former Governor Sonny Perdue's 2002 campaign. And as many as five police officers arrested in Georgia since 2016 for shooting unarmed men could face trial next year. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution reports all five officers were indicted under new state grand jury rules that went into effect in 2015. The new rules no longer allow officers to look at the prosecution's case and then testify without being cross-examined. The first case is expected to be that of DeKalb County Police Officer Robert Olson, who'll go on trial in late February. Olson was charged in 2016 with killing Afghanistan war veteran Anthony Hill. And in sports, the Atlanta Falcons dropped their fifth straight game yesterday, losing to the Green Bay Packers by a score of 34-20. Receiver Julio Jones caught two touchdowns in the losing effort. Atlanta now has a record of 4 wins and 9 losses. The Falcons will host the Arizona Cardinals on Sunday. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.